Oh no, someone's coming in the studio right now.
It's what up?
Not just someone.
Yeah!
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from Sales.
What are you two Homo sapiens up to, huh?
Doing a radio show.
High five!
Yeah! Don't do it!
High five!
Yeah! Can you leave now?
Oh man, just a little sore.
Why are you sore, Chris?
Oh, I was just absentmindedly benching 700 on a sales call.
Well,
I was too thin.
Call.
Yeah, I was too thin and just absentmindedly bench pressing, and didn't realize I'd left 700 on there from last night.
700.
You shouldn't warm up with that,
dude. What are you guys still doing? Radio or something?
Still trying?
Yeah. Wasting time talking about social media or something? I don't know what topics you guys talk about.
Can't you see the microphones?
Yeah, I ain't on soch. Except to score some labe every once in a while.
Oh, gross, man. Don't talk like that.
I'm always sliding into chicks' DMs, man.
Yeah.
That's what I call that area. Yeah. But anyway, I've got so much game. Oh, dude, I just have so much game. Sometimes it's fun to go on there, you know, just talk a big game.
Yeah,
chicks love me. And, dude, man, I'm also really sore from what else I've been up to.
What else you been up to?
Crushing it in sales.
Really? Yeah. Wow. Good for you.
Crushing it in sales.
That's good.
I sold over $1 billion in advertisement last month for the ticket.
In one month?
I don't believe that.
Man, dude. Hey, George, I sold you on an appearance.
You did?
Yeah, I sold you an appearance at an adult toy store.
I didn't have one of those.
They're coming out with these new House of Dragons themed dills and...
Okay, look.
Pickles, and so they requested you specifically.
Well,
you interested?
No,
you're
not
in,
really.
Man.
No,
I told them you're doing it.
No, I'm not.
I told
them
you're doing it.
No.
Appearance fee, $3,000.
All right, we'll talk later.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. Money talks, baby.
Yeah, it talks.
Craig, I booked you at a cycling store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also known as a bike shop.
Yeah, a bike shop. Yeah. It's an Epstein themed store, and they wanted to look alike. So you have the hair. And,
fine, I'll do it.
I said, you know, all I got is this Bourdain look alike. They said that's good enough. You know, appearance fee of $100.
I'm still in.
You don't go as much as George.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hey, I bet you guys voted in that sham process known as democracy.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of our responsibility.
No, of course not. I already know who's going to win.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's the names I gave the deep state on a sheet of paper and told them those are my selections.
Wow, you carry a lot of weight.
Yeah, I'm very pro-business. I just want someone who's going to keep me in the six figs. And boy, I've been so hard in the six figs for so long now. It's really kind of tiring.
Oh, you're
owning so much money and keeping track of all of the money.
Are you over being so wealthy?
Yeah, I'm so over being so wealthy. But, you know, I've had all these, like, candidates calling me saying, hey, Chris, please run my campaign for me. I want to be in elected office. But I'm out of that biz, you know, after I got won the last five presidential elections for my candidate, you know.
I'm
kind of over with it, yeah. I don't waste time with these little elections like Texas gubernatorial.
That's pretty big.
I'm sure in a couple of days they're going to be banging on the door of my condo penthouse saying, hey, Chris, we need your vote or we can't close the election. You know, it's not over until you let your voice be heard because you're the most important voice. You know, all the stuff that they always say to me.
Yeah.
You guys playing Powerball?
Yeah, we actually have.
Ah, trying to get into Chrisser territory, huh?
That's what we're doing.
Like two Powerballs to get to Chrisser levels.
Okay. That's what we're doing.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to let you guys know the reason I came in here is I wanted to offer you, I got one more space, and just want to know if you're interested in it.
One more space in what?
Yeah. On my private jet going up to the bay.
Oh, you
see the Cowboys play?
Yeah,
to see the boys play up in Verde Bay. Anybody interested?
Verde Bay.
Nobody calls it that.
I'm going up to see A-Rod.
Are you friends with him?
Aaron Rodgers, huh?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Going up to see my buddy Aaron Rodgers. I'm also going with the baseball A-Rod.
He's
going to be on the plane with us and everything. But, we're going up to talk to Aaron Rodgers because, you know, he's like, I think he needs more ayahuasca. So I'm gonna bring him. I'm gonna bring him like a Yeti full of ayahuasca.
Maybe that'll help.
There and kind of get his head right, you know, because he's like, man, Chris, ever since you stopped being my spiritual guide, I haven't been playing the football as well.
You were his spiritual guide.
Yes,
huh?
I'm going to get his head right with, you know, like a little Arctic thing of ayahuasca. I don't even know what I'm talking about, to be quite honest with you. But, I'm going up with A-Rod, my baseball buddy.
Okay.
You guys may have heard of him.
Yeah, we know who A-Rod is.
Oh, you do? You've heard of him? Yeah. He used to play baseball for, I think, like the Rangers or the Yankees or something like
both
that.
Both of them, yeah.
But I'm the reason he broke up with J-Lo.
Huh. Why?
Dude, she was too old for him. I mean, come on.
You told him that.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It was embarrassing, man. I'm like, dude, A-Rod, what are you doing with his grandma, man? She's post-bleed, you know?
God, Chris.
Talk like that.
You know what? I'm not buying really any of this, especially not that you had $1 billion in sales last month.
I've got triple billion.
Made up.
Because I just walked by Dan Bennett's office, and he was in there with the sales managers, and they said that they're deciding today that they're probably going to have to fire you because you haven't sold anything in 4 months.
Not one thing.
Oh, God, I've already packed up my box. Ah!
Oh, he dove into DJ's ticker room. How does he look in there, DJ?
He's not moving. His Game of Thrones deal is just lying next to him.
Yeah, he actually did have one of those.
Well, nudge him a little bit.
Yeah, give him a good kick.
Ah, I'm back, you remember?
Oh, he's still alive.
See you, Verde Bay!
It's not Verde Bay. There goes Chris.